We're continuing our look at Acts 21, verses 17 through 26. Today we'll pick up with verse 20. Well, the Apostle Paul has arrived in Jerusalem. He's staying at the home of Manaus, and he finally has an opportunity the next day to go visit James and a large body of elders who are there to greet him. The Apostle does have a lot to report on. He had traveled through Galatia and Phrygia, spent about 3 years in Ephesus, and then went through Macedonia and Greece. He had established churches in Syria, Cyprus, Galatia, Macedonia, Achaia, and Asia Minor. He had so many stories that he could share with James and the elders, many that I am sure that Luke did not record. Now, all of this seems like a happy time of rehearsing the great things that have happened in Paul and Barnabas' third missionary journey. We don't see any hint of trouble until verse 20. Look at what Luke records. When they heard this, they praised God, and then they said to Paul, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed, and all of them are zealous for the law." On the one hand, the Jewish elders are pleased with Paul's report about the numbers of Gentiles that have come to Christ, but there's something else happening in verse 20. The Jewish elders respond with joy, but then they add, "You see, brother, how many thousands of Jews have believed and are zealous for the law." The Greek translation of thousands is myriads, which is the feminine neuter for the word that we know as myriads. Technically, it means a group of 10,000, but it's used for indefinite numbers. We find it in Revelation 5:11, which says, "Then I looked again, and I heard the voices of thousands and millions of angels around the throne, and of the living beings and the elders, and they sang in a mighty chorus." Now stick with this, because there is trouble brewing in verse 21. An article from BibleRef.com tells us the background to what is about to happen. Here's what it says. Paul and the elders of the church in Jerusalem have very different lives. Paul travels a great deal, sharing Jesus' story to Gentiles in pagan towns who know little or nothing of the Jewish God. The elders live in Jerusalem, trying to teach about Jesus to Jews, including Pharisees, who think they know everything about the Jewish God. Paul calls Gentiles from their pagan lives to a new life in Christ. The elders call out Pharisees who want this Jesus but don't want to sacrifice their esteemed place in the community provided by rigid law-keeping. By this point, thousands of Jews have believed on Christ as the Messiah. This is a fulfillment of Romans 11:5, which says, "At the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace." It also highlights the fact that the gospel is still being presented to the Jewish people, while at the same time, the Gentile church has eclipsed their numbers. But now, a familiar problem surfaces that we have been seeing since Paul and Silas gave their report to the Jerusalem Council, recorded in Acts chapter 11. While thousands of Jews are being saved, they have maintained a strong commitment to the Mosaic law, including its rituals, traditions, dietary laws, and circumcision requirements. And that story, which has been playing in the background, is about to come to the foreground once again. Join me again next time for more of the Verse by Verse.